This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The British government was accused today of murder. Rather, a left-wing commentator said it was murdering the welfare state. The charge came as the most radical reform yet of Britain's post-war benefits system kicked in. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Linda Edwards lives on welfare with her disabled son on a housing project in South London. She has one more room than she needs, so from today she has a stark choice: lose $1,000 worth of benefits a year or move to a smaller property.
I mean, I'm 54. Why should I have to do that? Why should I have to, move out? You know, I mean, I'm actually caring for my son. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm doing a job.
Hundreds of thousands of Brits like her face losing handouts. Prime Minister David Cameron says he must save public money and give people more incentive to work. But Liam Byrne of the opposition Labour Party says he's penalising the most vulnerable.
The system that supports those of our neighbours who are in need is being taken apart. What he's now implementing is a brutal society where those who are poorest have the most taken from them.
The government says there's widespread abuse of welfare. When it introduced a tough new test for disability benefit, almost 1 million people dropped their claim rather than submit to it. Some had been citing blisters and acne as reasons for their inability to work. The minister behind the reforms is Ian Duncan Smith.
What we're doing is getting some fairness in the system, getting the bills under control, and reforming a system that lets people trapped on benefit out of work. That has to change. We're changing it now.
Welfare and state pensions will soon account for $320 billion a year in Britain, a third of all public spending. The government claims that even with the reforms, it won't reduce that overall bill, just stop it spiralling out of control. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.